bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot but, of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. Remember, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Just make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a live show. How do you do that? Go to 1017thetruth.com, scroll down, click watch now. And then it'll take you to YouTube and you'll be able to see my ugly mug on your computer or phone. Want to say study hall is open. I mean, take attendance. Kwanda's here. That's it. Hey, what's up, Kwanda? She the only one here. She the only one that survived after after Thanksgiving. Everybody eat right? You eat right? Not a lot of people celebrated Thanksgiving. You know, I heard something interesting about it, but we'll talk about that later, and food and snow and all that. It just started snowing again. I thought the traffic was going to be pretty fast, and it started snowing again. So it was that light, wet snow, so everything became slippery. So I went from like 70 miles an hour to like 40. And so I'm lazy. And I use the app Waze whenever I go to give me the right or the fastest direction to go in. And sure enough, I watch the time just click from, you'll get there at 3 o'clock. You'll get there at 3:15. You'll get there at 3:30. You'll get there at 3:45. You'll get there at 3:47. I was like, ugh, it's ridiculous. Let me see who else in the study hall. Sir Chance, that one guy. So let me see. Sir Chan said, Dr. Ken, you're soft if you didn't shovel your own snow. I did. I shoveled my own. It wasn't a lot. I did it twice. I did it the first time it snowed, and then we took a break. Otherwise, I would have had like, what, 6, 7 inches, 8 inches? It was crazy. I got something. I got some Tory Lowe words for you today. I want to tell you something powerful, believe it or not. I think it'll change your life if you let it. So there are three truths that when you really understand them, you can reshape how you move, how you think, how you become the person you were actually designed by God to be. They're simple. The problem is anything that's simple is usually not easy. Three things I want to let you know. What you say is what you become. Observe, don't absorb, and respond, don't react. Let me break that down for you. What you say is what you become. We underestimate the power of our own voice. And I'm talking about me too. I've made these mistakes, and that's how I came across this. We underestimate the influence of our own words, and here's the truth. Your mouth is writing checks that your life is going to have to cash. So if you keep saying to yourself, I'm tired, I'm broke, I can't, it never works out. They're against us. They're against me. Those people, them, your life will start arranging itself to make that come true. You'll walk like you're defeated. You'll talk like you're defeated. You'll think like you're limited. And eventually, you'll just quit dreaming because your words told your brain to stop believing. But then if you speak life, if you say, yep, I got this, I can figure this out, I can grow, I can rise, I deserve better, I'm going to get better, I'm going to finish, I'm not going to quit. You program your mind to look for possibilities instead of problems. Your words to yourself, the words that you use to yourself are not just sound. Their instructions. They tell your spirit what to reach for. They tell your habits what to build. They tell your future what it will become. So ask yourself, what script have you been giving over to your life? Is it the one you want? Or is it the one you settle for? Because what you say is what you become. But then, number two, observe, don't absorb. Most people live life like an emotional sponge. They absorb everybody else's frustration, everybody else's disappointment, their anger, their negativity, whether it's from family, friends, coworkers, teammates, the news, people online, TikTok, Facebook, all that. And then they wonder why they feel drained. You know why you're tired? Because you're on social media all the time. And so now when your spirit is heavy, and when your peace get interrupted, well, let me just make it plain. You can't absorb everything around you and still expect to rise above it. Instead, you have to learn to observe, to see what's happening, understand it, and make some sense of it. Without letting it invade the territory of your soul. Keep that nonsense out. And so when you observe, you remain aware, you remain conscious, you remain really in control of yourself. And so when you absorb, you give away your energy, your clarity, and your emotional strength to forces that don't deserve that kind of access. And just because somebody hands you their chaos, calls you on the phone, girl, let me tell you what happened. That don't mean you have to accept delivery. Just because somebody else is angry doesn't mean you have to be angry too. If they cry, don't mean you need to cry. If they're upset, don't mean you need to be upset. Just because the world is panicking and all this political nonsense, that means you have to lose your center. Your peace is your responsibility. In your emotional space is your responsibility. Observe, but don't absorb. Watch everything, but don't carry other people's nonsense that's not yours. And that leads me to the third truth. A reaction is automatic. I'm saying respond, don't react. Reactions are emotional, they're instant, and it's a quick strike, And to be honest with you, if somebody says something to you and you said something right back, it usually made everything worse. But a response is intentional. It's thoughtful. It's smart. But here's what it really is. It's control power. When you react, you let the moment control you. When you respond, you control the moment. Think about the biggest mistakes you've ever made, the arguments you wish you never started, the emails you probably never should have sent, the words you can't take back, the decisions you made out of anger, fear, or pride. Almost all of them come from reacting instead of responding. Now, here's the issue. Responding takes discipline. It takes some level of emotional maturity, and it requires you to step back and ask yourself some questions. Is all this worth my peace? Is all this worth my energy? Is all this worth my reputation? But really, is it worth your future? Most of the time, if you're honest with yourself, your answer is no. When you learn to respond, not react, you get to choose your story instead of being dragged into somebody else's. So when you speak intentionally, when you protect your emotional space, when you respond instead of reacting, you are the better person. You are the person who has clarity. You are the person who has direction. You are the person who has peace. You become the person who has control of their own narrative. And that's when your life should probably begin to shift, because people who master these principles, they stop surviving and they start becoming. Your words shape your identity. Your boundaries protect your energy. Your responses build your future. That means you came into this world with potential, with promise, with brilliance, with capacity, and with purpose. But somewhere along the way, we ran into people in life and family and hardship and trauma and just plain society. And they taught you to doubt what you were designed to be. So today, right now, break the conditioning. Reclaim the truth. Speak differently. Think differently. Protect your peace differently. Choose differently. Because when we were born to win, but conditioned to lose.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, y'all know holidays are here, but it's a lot of violence going on. Have you noticed that? It's a lot of violence. So three of the four victims, y'all heard about the victims in California at the banquet hall that was chilling, eating. That included three minors, believe it or not. Four dead, including three minors, three of the four who died during a mass shooting in a central California city this past Saturday. Sheriff's Department said on yesterday the shooting took place at a children's birthday party. Remember when it used to happen at Chuck? Remember when you used to go to Chuck E. Cheese and the fights break out? I guess they'd have moved to different places now. It was at a banquet hall in Stockton, California, between 1 and 150 people attended the event. for a children's birthday party? See, I personally think we're taking too much time. We celebrate too much stuff. You see a football player, I got a first down. So, and? But I got a first down. Dude, you're on like the 22-yard line. What are we talking about? Makes absolutely no sense. A multi-agency investigation from the federal government all the way down to local is underway. Authorities believe the attack was targeted, and the suspects are still at large, but where they at? Like, we ain't got no idea where they at. Have you noticed how we have mass shootings now? That's three or more. And nobody says anything. Oh, look, another shooting. Did you see that? Yeah, what was that? Yeah, they had another shooting. Oh, okay. Now, we know kids aren't safe at parties, or are they? They used to be. We used to have house parties and never had drama. Most kids today have so much trauma. Think about Milwaukee. There's so much trauma going on. And I used to downplay it, like, not that, you know, I mean, I had a lot of trauma growing up, but it was over the years. They have it like every other day. And that's bad. How do we stop kids from becoming numb? I wonder. 833-212-1017 is the number. And so we talk about gun ownership, but I don't know if we can blame gun ownership. They just happen to use the tool. I can use a car. I can use a knife. I can use a fork. But I got to tell you, I grew up in an era, you know, well, we just going to pray about it. I don't think y'all need to, you know, faith without works is dead. Y'all need to do some stuff. I just don't know what it is. 833-212-1017. I can say stop having 100 to 150 people at a birthday party for a child. First of all, if it's not a milestone, like we didn't really have a birthday party for our daughters until they hit like 5, 10, 16. And at 21, I'm tapping out. Have your own party. I'm done. We have parties. Oh, it's a one-year-old party. It's a two. They're turning three. They're turning four. We're now graduating kids from 4K. What kind of idiocy and stupidity is that? Giving them a false sense of accomplishment when they haven't done anything. Graduating from kindergarten? Ridiculous. 833-212-1017 is the number. Eastside Corey, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
Hey, doctor, it's good to hear your voice.
Where you been?
Eli.
Where you been?
Man, I've been taking care of my own business, you know, right, but I'm always checking. Listening.
I'm just checking.
Over the weekend, sir, I must give you your flowers for that seminar workshop. I can't think of the title of it. I think I listened to it almost three times over the weekend because there was nothing else on. Except, and I was like so impressed with the men folk on that station answering the tough questions with intelligence.
Okay.
Intelligence and style and debate. I was like, oh, that's what I'm talking about. I was taking notes, man.
Are you talking about the segments of the Truth Summit we played?
The Truth Summit. Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
That was brilliant. In fact, that little capsule should be the training video for what I used to call a powwow. When groups of men folk or gay folk or whatever it is, you get together with some grown folk.
Why they gotta be gay?
Get a little wine.
Why they gotta be gay? Why can't they be straight? Why can't they be straight and gay? Why can't they be both? I get it.
To come together as men, to hear men's voices in exchange, but not yelling at each other. The brilliance of the way you conducted that debate, I really, really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you.
Really did.
I appreciate that.
And we're living in a really weird time, and I'm holding on, and this radio station is helping me maintain my sanity. I have to tell you that, sir.
Well, I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So keep doing what you do, sir. I really appreciate. I love listening to it over and over again. Okay.
All right.
So, congratulations. Brilliant job.
Thank you much. I appreciate it. And don't wait so long to call.
Okay, I'll be crazy next time.
All right. All right, take care. 833-212-1017 is. I heard from Eastside Court. Where you been? We got all these folks that was here from day one, and then they just kind of petered off and disappeared and went all, you know, ghosted us. And so now we got to deal with it. Yeah. But getting back to my, I was pontificating about this issue out in California. Are children growing up safe in Milwaukee? I don't know if we've had anything like that happen in Milwaukee. Lord knows I don't want anything like that to ever happen in Milwaukee. That's tough. That's tough. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm just, and by the way, did you get your Christmas shopping done? I got my Christmas shopping done on Friday and last Wednesday. Because I ordered stuff that was on sale. I got a thing that said, hey, it's 40% off, 50% off, and click here, get a coupon, get more 18. So I was clicking stuff all over the place. And I think I spent a total of, hang on. I think total people spend around $1,000, you know, on average for what, you know what? Let me check. That's what Google is for. The average amount of money people spend on Christmas gifts. Because I'm just kind of curious. Yep. The average amount people plan to spend on Christmas gifts varies, but recent estimates for the 2025 holiday season placed the figure between $1,000 and $1,007. Spending is broken down by income. The higher income households expect to spend around $1,479. Lower income, $651. Other data shows the average for a broader holiday budget, including food, decorations, and all that. This is in 2021, though, was around $998. Now it's around $1,479. So think about that. About $1,000. I spent about that for gifts. For 6, 7 people. I buy gifts for like maybe on a good day, maybe $10. $10. 10 people. I spent about $1,000 or so on 10 people. I average about $100 per. Because after that, it just starts to get. Now, kids, you can buy a lot of little stuff and spend like $50, $30 and really act the fool. And they'll be the happiest little munchkins you ever saw. An adult, yeah, I'm buying you a gift card. And if I really can't find anything to buy, I'm buying a gift card. I'm just saying. 833-212-1017 is the number. So guess what? When we come back, we're going to talk about snow. What was your snow like? What did you have to do? But the weird part about it, when I was on the way here, it's starting to snow again. I'm depressed.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
doesn't sample these days? Daz Band. That's the original song that came from. Did you know that? You had no idea. Yeah, that was a song from the Daz Band. And, it's all right. It's all right. 833-212-1017 is the number. What was I looking for? Where's the what? It's 26 degrees and it started snowing again. The low tonight is 15. I don't even want to say it. The low tonight is 15 miles.
Damn.
Is 15 degrees. Winds are from the south southwest at 3 miles an hour, visibility at 1.8 miles if you're flying. We got like 0.1 inch of snow, a tenth of 1% of snow. So tonight we're going to get showers that are called snow. Then we'll get a little sun around 7. Well, not sun. We'll get the clouds because it'll be dark by then. And then we got some more snow showers coming around 8 o'clock. So, yeah. Did you check on your neighbors? You should have checked in. So, evidently, the snowfall is going to be coming. It'll be brief. This is from WISN.com. It'll be brief, but we'll get a little light snow. Totals will be much lower. Thank goodness. Heaviest snow is going to be south of Wisconsin at the Illinois line, but parts of southeastern Wisconsin will see light accumulation. 1 to 2 inches. And like they said, it'll start now. It'll hang around until about 1 a.m. So they said it'll be lighter and fluffier than Saturday's heavy snow. Miss Carolyn, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine, Dr. Ken. How are you doing?
It's too much snow. I need some sun.
I know that's right. Look, about the snow and situation, my daughter lives in Dane County. So she went and she did her walkway, three of the neighbors' walkways, because she said, I'm out here.
How old
I'm going to clear the path for you. Know, she's 33.
Okay.
So she says, I'm going to clear the path, you know, for the delivery people, because, you know, it's important that they deliver their package. So
right.
She did three neighbors. Well, one of her neighbors wrote her a text and basically told her, don't shovel my snow. That's condescending.
It is.
And she's like, why is it condescending? And I'm like, okay, I don't know why it's condescending.
Watch
I don't
this.
Understand that.
Watch this.
And you said it is.
Why are you married?
I was.
Okay. When you were married, who took out the garbage?
Everybody.
Who's supposed to take out the
no
garbage?
No one person.
Who's supposed to take out the garbage? If you don't have kids. If you don't have kids, the husband takes out the garbage. I get mad. Listen,
in my house,
I'm gonna be straight. I get mad now. If I come home, I'm supposed to put the garbage cart out, and she put the garbage cart out. So, are you saying why didn't you put the garbage cart out? I'm gonna put it out, or are you being nice, saying I put the garbage cart out for you, or what? Because
no, I'm putting it out.
It was a guy,
I'm sorry,
wasn't it?
Go ahead.
The guy sent it, didn't it? It was a guy.
Yeah, because the wife seen her doing it.
Right.
And this is what made her mad.
Right.
The wife seen her do it.
Right.
She gave the wife her phone number.
Right.
And she's a single woman.
Right.
And she says, I don't talk to other women, men.
Right.
So this is what made her mad. She felt like the wife should have said,
no.
My husband said, please don't do that anymore.
No.
That's kind of sad.
No.
Because she won't talk to other men.
No.
Because she said that he has a wife.
I had a neighbor that didn't answer my phone calls. And I call them, talk about something, this. So finally, I see his wife. I tell his wife, hey, so, you know, let your husband know he left the garage door open and I closed it. He called me, didn't say thank you. You know what he said? If you need to say something about my house or my wife, you need to talk to me and not my wife. And I told him, well, then you should be around and answer your phone. So it's a little insulting to men. It's a little insulting to men when you do stuff that we do or that we're supposed to do, because that makes us feel like either you thought I wasn't going to do it or you thought I couldn't do it. It's an ego thing.
But see, we shouldn't assume things like that and stuff because she comes from a family where are equal opportunities.
No, y'all ain't equal in my house. You ain't equal in my house.
And what I'm saying is she comes from that type of family.
I don't care where you come from. Don't do that in my house.
My brother them cook better than my sister and stuff.
That's so your house.
Been raised that
house. That's your house.
No.
In my house, in my property.
Dr. Ken, that's when culture come in.
No, it don't.
All he had to do is tell his wife.
I ain't got to tell you nothing. You don't tell him what to tell his wife. That's my point.
I'm just saying those are etiquette and stuff.
No, it's not.
Basically,
I ain't got to follow your etiquette. That's your etiquette.
Again, the way he came at her and stuff.
Oh, stop.
Drive up there and
first of all, it was a text. It was a text. Stop it. You misinterpret. She misinterpreted a text. Come on.
No, I didn't misinterpret anything. He was wrong.
He wasn't.
Told his
leave my sidewalk alone. No, he was not.
He didn't look. She didn't give him her phone number. She gave it to the wife. So yes, he was wrong. Yes.
Nope. Absolutely.
Okay,
not.
So then now I got another one. Tell me if I was wrong.
Yes, ma'am.
I called the office today because I could not get out of my parking lot. I live in an apartment. I couldn't get out of my parking lot. I actually had to go out there and shovel my car, and I live in an apartment building. So I said, okay, it's cool, I'm out or whatever. So then I said, okay, hopefully they're going to come sometime today and clear the snow. Well, they did not come today. I got up this morning, and still, okay, the parking lot still a mess. So I called. I said, well, when are you guys going to clear the parking lot? She said, well, we have 24 hours to do that. I said, I didn't say that in my lease about no 24 hours to clear the snow. So she
wait. When you say clear it, are you saying clear the parking lot or clear the entrance so you can get in and out?
Clear the parking lot so I can get out.
Okay.
Because we were completely snowed in. And for us who don't have, like, four-wheel drive, even the guy with the four-wheel drive couldn't get out.
Okay.
He told me, he said, you might as well go back in your house. He said, I got a four-wheel drive. I can't get out.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, man, I got to go to work, you know.
Well, the city says you have 24 hours to clear snow. That's on your sidewalk in the front. Now, if you don't clear it on your private property, and you got to clear it so if the post office is coming or somebody's going to make a delivery, you got to have a way to get there. Because they don't have to deliver it if they can't get there. It's like your garbage can. If your garbage can is surrounded by snow, they not gonna go grab it through the snow and put it in a truck. If they can't get a clear path to it, they're going to bypass it. So they do have 24 hours.
Correct.
They do have 24 hours.
But see, that needs to be in our lease, okay? Because there's nothing in our lease.
They can't put all those municipal ordinances in your lease. They can't put all those municipal ordinances
like
in
state
laws.
That's private property. So if we expect to get out of that parking lot and go to our job and pay our rent, it's only fair that you make sure we can do that.
Well, y'all should have thought about that before y'all signed a lease.
And that's why I will be moving. This is the first time I've been in an apartment in almost 20-something years. It will be the last.
You know what? I've never moved when it was warm outside.
I feel you, but I don't have that choice. I work for a clinic that we are mobile.
I check the neighborhood in the summertime. Then I check the neighborhood in the wintertime. And if I didn't like the neighborhood, I didn't move there. So it usually takes me about a year, maybe two, before I'm going to move to a neighborhood because I want to see it when it's at its height. So in the middle of August or July 4th, when y'all acting a fool and shooting and acting crazy, I'm not living there. I'm moving somewhere where it's quiet. And when I move in, I don't want anybody like crowding around my stuff, or if I leave it on a truck and come back and my stuff is missing. I moved into the house I live in now in 2006 on the 4th of July, on whatever the last Saturday was in February. it was like a 32 degree below zero wind chill. It was perfect because wasn't nobody there to steal nothing.
Good. I feel you, Dr. Ken. Like I said, this is the first time that I've been in an apartment in almost 20-something years. Because I lived in Pleasanton for 24 years.
Ooh.
I moved up to Milwaukee because of my job and got a divorce. But trust me, this is the last apartment I'll be living in.
You're going to move to another suburb, aren't you?
Thank you, Dr. Ken. Yes, I am.
All right.
I'm going back. All right. Bye, Dr. Ken.
All right. Bye. 833-212-1017 is the number. Ow, baby, what's going on?
Oh, what I was going to say, I commend the young lady for doing the snow, but a word of advice, I don't help nobody who got a husband. Let their husband do it. And if it piles up, let their husband
do it.
There you
go.
Let them rot.
Because
it don't make no sense.
You ain't got to go on let them rot. Ow, jeez, man.
Well,
piece of paper, you pull out a hammer and just bam.
Well, no, I'm just saying because she really didn't have to do that, and she did it because she felt it was worthy.
That was nice.
So since they feel that, let them rot. So if it's a situation her husband needs help, tell her, ask her husband, dial 911. Because sometimes you can block your blessing when a person tried to be nice,
that
and then you take what's been nice,
that
and
is
then
true.
You turn it against them.
That's true.
All I'm saying.
Well, it was.
Have a great day, y'all.
All right, take care. It was kind of ego, though. I mean, you know, you don't do a man's walkway unless you ask. Now, I know the guy next to me did my walkway, and I'll do his walkway because I'll see him, and I haven't seen his car for a minute, and after about a day and a half, the snow's not gone, I'll at least do his front. He can do his property. I'll do his front just once because people got to get through. I get it. But if it was a woman, I would ask, hey, is it okay if I do your prop, you know, want to do your thing, trying to holler at you. I just want to, you know, is you cool? Is it okay if I do it? But most women now say, I could do it myself. Well, then do it yourself then. But then I'm going to get like, just don't bother. I'm going to get like Al. Be like, oh, that's a shame. And you know what's bad? When your sidewalk is the only sidewalk on the entire block that's full of snow. You know what that does, right? That tells every criminal in the neighborhood, ain't nobody home. We can break in that house.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Make sure you listen live, or if you want to win Truth giveaways, you need to download the 1017 The Truth app in the App Store or Google Play Store. That's the only way you get it. Okay, so this song has been driving me crazy, and I've been trying to figure out, did it come from the Daz Band, or did it come from... Like, I'm trying to figure out, was it? I got to see where did it come from. I think, dun, 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 which is dangerous for me. I think, okay, I got to turn that off. All right. I think it was this song. Well, all right. So I think that's what it was. I think. But then, well, anyway. Yeah, I think that's what it was. So 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me catch up. I ain't got a lot of time. Let me go. We got top 5 at 5 coming up. We got let me see what y'all talking about. Let me see what y'all talking about in the talk and text line. Dun 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 dun. you see the rebellion in those modern black women, Dr. Ken. That's why I don't do nothing for women that ain't my wife or my family. My motto is, I don't know you, I don't owe you. So you're not civil towards women. You don't help them when they need help. You don't look at them as the weaker vessel. And it's weaker as in strength, not equal in intellect or acumen or anything like that. So, wow. So if you see a woman struggling, I had a friend of mine. Well, he's not really, he's a friend, but anyway. I had a frat brother who went to the same school as my daughter. And my daughter's like coming home to the dorm, and she's getting this suitcase out the trunk, and it's a heavy trunk, and it's like she's struggling to get the suitcase out. He walks past her, speaks to her. Hey, how's it going? Now, these two people that went to church together for like 20 years, saw each other growing up, spoke to her. She looked at him, and she's struggling to get this thing up. It's too big, and he kept walking. So she called me. Hey, ain't y'all supposed to be like respecting womanhood? I was like, yeah. She said, he didn't. He saw me struggling, and like, I was about to ask for help, but I figured he sees me struggling, he may help. He kept walking. He waved, looked at me, acknowledged me, and kept walking. And I was like, well, I can't tell you what I told him when I saw him, but I said, if I ever hear of you doing that, not just to my daughter, but to another woman, I'm going to punch you in the face. And somebody says, oh, you're so violent. I say that needs to be checked with violence. I don't care. Now, if she say, oh, I got it, leave me alone, go away, whatever, that's fine. But as a man, don't you feel weak by watching a woman struggle and not bother to help her? Let her tell you she doesn't need the help. Anyway, see, I'm running out of time. Saturday night, I posted in Odd Jobs on Facebook, need sidewalks, garage shoveled and all that. They cleared by 10 a.m. Sunday while I ate breakfast. Okay. Venmo when the job was completed, never talked to him in person. Wow. Creation Muse said, to me, shoveling is a testament of one's physical condition unless you are old. It kind of tells you you probably start conditioning more or exercise. No, what? What? Are you kidding? What? Some strong men can't lift that heavy snow, that heavy wet. LT said, I know men who don't think women should be cutting grass. Women cut it in my neighborhood all the time. I don't like it when women cut grass. Especially mine. That's my job. There are certain things that's my job. Because watch this. If I try to cook, oh, man. Get blasted. What are you doing? Get out of my kitchen. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon, top 5 at 5 next.